Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 6th of February, 2015. You're in the right place. It's Friday, not a minute early. It is an amazing world we live in, and especially if you watch television. I don't know how people can maintain any kind of balance in their life at all. I don't know. I mean, especially right now with the... We're going to go kill ISIS. We're just going to go drop bombs, and they will magically find those ISIS people and kill all them, and no civilians. Can you believe that, Josh?
That's pretty amazing, yeah.
Well,
I mean, the bigger thing to me is how people could even possibly believe anything the media is telling you, especially with such a trusted, you know, anchorman doing what he has done.
Well, we're going to talk about that, too. He lied. Brian Williams lied and then lied about his retraction or his apology. You know, that takes a lot of guts to lie about what you were lying about.
Right. Dig a hole, buddy. Yeah. Keep digging.
And it turns out, there's been three stories that he's had of this same event. I guess they think that they are just shielded from anyone having more than two brain cells to rub together. But
wow.
The whole idea, though, of what's happening on TV is a goal to get you to go be angry at the Islamic people. I mean, we know that, and that's been going on for a long time. But now, after this alleged burning of this alleged pilot, it's even worse. I mean, Fox and CNN are like all over it. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. We got to go kill these people. We got to go kill them. And, you know, big banner headlines, breaking news, Islamic extremism. That's what they're putting on all the time, Islamic extremism. And then they say, and the president won't even call it that. Whining about why the president won't call something what they want it. Who cares? Killing is killing. And then you had the president at the prayer breakfast yesterday. Oh, that was so disgusting. So disgusting. He says, God does not like terror.
Yeah.
God does not support terror.
Okay.
Really? What are we doing when we go and kill all these men, women, and children in all these countries? What is the United States secret cabal doing? They're killing men, women, and children. It's all about population reduction. They don't care who they kill. You know, they don't have boots on the ground like they say that they need to have to be able to tell who they're killing. They're just killing for the sake of killing. And the more killing they do, the better off they are. Or the happier they are, it seems like. And we don't have enough killing going on. So now warplanes. Of course, it's Jordanian warplanes. I didn't mention the U.S. warplanes going alongside them.
There's some coalition forces.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, like, remember like they said on Saturday Night Live, like the Mexicans were sending salsa. That was the coalition part role they played.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Yeah, and France was sending sunglasses. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that the coalition does. But the United States, and even yesterday, they're saying it on all the major media. The mantra is the same. United States has to take the lead because we are the good guys.
Are they actually saying that?
Yeah. In so many words, they didn't say good guys. We are the leaders because we are the people who recognize and want to see freedom and all that. I mean, basically, we are the good guys. Therefore, that's why the United States does all this killing.
Black is white, up and down.
Amazing. It is amazing.
It is.
A lot of people questioning whether or not, and I'm not saying I am, although I question pretty much everything that happens now, the burning of that pilot. A lot of people are questioning
really?
Whether or not that was real or a Hollywood production.
Well, I mean, how could we trust anything?
Exactly.
Without, you know, all the fake beheadings and stuff, you know, not,
yes.
I'm not saying there haven't been real beheadings, but the ones that they broadcast, you know, are obviously hard to believe at best.
I know. But we've got some interesting news, though, on what's happening. China says that the U.S. has created the financial problems. 6,000% increase in cancer rates, I'll tell you where. And we will talk about Brian Williams. Lots of interesting news today. 300 jobs cut in Alaska, and we'll tell you why. Government jobs. That's okay. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I didn't even introduce who my cohort is in the studio, as if you don't know. Josh, thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having me. Always
and we also yes, so. And we also need to introduce our incredible producer, Scott.
He's awesome.
Yes, he is. He really is awesome. So when you guys get the fortunate opportunity to talk to him, whenever you call in, this is a really good guy. We've got some good guys. And then in the third hour, we have John Harmon, who was our good guy from the past,
for
who's come back.
For a long time,
yeah.
Good to talk to him again.
Yeah, then he went to Alex. And then he came back to us for 1 hour. So we're gaining on Alex for 1 hour. He is really, both of them are awesome. So anyway, Scott, come on board. Just come on and say hi to everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, and I want to thank you really for the awesome job that you do, because sometimes it gets pretty hectic here and we don't give credit where credit is due. And, you know, especially when we do those testimony shows, you know, that gets you scrambling. And I do that just so you get some practice, of course. But
well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. Thank
well, you.
You
do an awesome job. So you're a football player, right?
Yeah. Yep. I used to be, I guess. So, and I enjoy football.
Yeah, you were like a real football player, though, right?
Not just I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us in the Power Hour today, Scott.
I'm gonna go back to being quiet now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, we're getting into the news today. This is Feel Good Friday. Let me let you know who is coming on board today. We'll try to make it as much feel good as we can while the United States is bombing the rest of the world. But joining us today will be in the second hour, Ken O'Keefe. Ken O'Keefe was a military person who spoke out big time about what's happening in the military, and he will be joining us from the UK. He has had to leave the country and go to the UK. And then in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we want to know about what is the agenda behind the measles vaccine brouhaha that has taken over the world as if it is the most important thing in the world. And what does it mean? Because she knows.
It's really scary how they're promoting this. You know?
It is. Yeah. And she told me in so many words that I don't know we could say on the air that if people don't understand how bad this is right now, you never will. And if you don't get busy, you're going to lose your right to protect your children
right.
and yourself. So she'll be joining us in the third hour. All right, getting back to the news. The real main issue is Jordan sends dozens of fighter jets to strike ISIS in Syria. Syria and the United States went alongside with them, of course. So you've got United States and Jordan bombing Syria. I don't recall, like you said, Josh.
Yeah, do we have permission from Syria to be bombing their countryside?
We have heard nothing from Assad.
Right.
There's been no statements from Assad, which tells you that this is really, really an agenda against him. Because you would think that the president of Syria would at least be given a little AP story, maybe, of what he's saying.
Right.
Or RT or something. But no, there's nothing. I mean, this guy's probably couching in his castle somewhere.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he's probably got some plans.
Oh, I think that what they're doing, though, is just killing people. How can they go into Syria and say, strategically, we're going to go kill ISIS, the bad guys? I mean, what do? Glow in the dark or something so they're different from anyone else? Seriously, how do they do that? Jordan has promised to strike the Islamic State with everything we have. And you know, after the man was burned to death, allegedly, the pilot, they came out, and I'm talking about they, the U.S. government and the media that they control, with this, Jordan has to respond. Jordan has to respond. And just upping the ante, unbelievably so. Hey, wait a minute, that's Jordan's issue. Let Jordan take care of that.
Well, you know, it's funny you say upping the ante, because that's exactly what Jordan's foreign minister said, told CNN on Sunday, or excuse me, on Thursday, that they were upping the ante and going after the Islamic State with everything they have.
Everything they have.
Yeah.
And who's getting killed? Do you really think there's a strategic way just to kill ISIS? Who is ISIS anyway? This is, like I said, it's depopulation. Absolutely depopulation. And every time you see an ISIS person, they've got some kind of wrap around their face, like they're so scared of anybody finding out who they are. I think what they're afraid of is finding out that they are guys that are not Muslim.
Hmm.
I think that's what they're afraid of, and that's why they're wrapped up like that.
Interesting. You know, this King Abdullah guy, you know, the King of Jordan, I guess, you know, I think he may be that. I don't know. They call him the Warrior King.
You can always check Wikipedia. You know.
Yeah. He spent 35. It's kind of interesting. I guess he was a pilot and he spent 35 years in military service. And he's saying they're going to start playing a bigger role in the coalition.
I wonder how much money the U.S. is giving them to play a bigger role in the coalition. And I wonder if it was the U.S. that burned this guy to get them to up the ante.
Right.
And now they're marching. The citizens are marching. And now it's just absolutely crazy. Anyway, warplanes reportedly are targeting the ISIL stronghold of Raqqa in Syria. Now, remember, they keep showing these guys riding around in the sand in Tundra trucks.
Really nice Toyotas.
Toyota Tundra trucks. Riding around in the sand with those, which, by the way, they've stopped using them. I understand they're not using the Tundra trucks anymore because too many people found out.
They got a sponsorship from Ford or something.
That they're buying their trucks from another outlet in the United States, I guess. But they found out that, you know, the U.S. is the only place that you can get those Tundra trucks.
Whoopsie.
It's a whoopsie. And so they decided to start using some other vehicles. But these guys are riding around, and they talk about how they're just a ragtag group of people that come and go. They may be there one day, then they leave, and yet they're controlling a third of Iraq?
Right.
What kind of, you know, do they have people that are involved in the business of managing communities?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
The ISIS bureaucracy has taken over.
And they found, and now they have a capital, you said.
Yes. Apparently, the Raqqa, is that how you pronounce it? Raqqa is the de facto capital of the Islamic State. Didn't know that. That's in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So
they have a flag and they have a capital. You know.
And they're taking over two countries, Iraq and Syria, at the same time, where we can't even figure out what's going on over there. And all we do is end up giving our weapons to them to arm them, our money to them to arm them, and then, you know, and leave the tanks behind and everything else so that they'll be all set up to be able to do whatever they need to do.
Right.
And the perfect excuse is, oops, we left behind our weapons and we shouldn't have.
Right. Billions of dollars worth of weapons.
And they
left
took
behind.
Them.
Right.
Does anybody get this? This is so phony. It is so incredibly phony. But it is all about control, 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 weapon sales, and money, money, money. Anyway, I cannot believe that people actually buy the story. Nor do I believe that they are upset about the pilot.
Now,
nor do I believe that's...
When you say buy the story, you're talking about who ISIS actually is, not that they are actually doing these atrocities. Because I believe that there are some major atrocities happening in the name of ISIS.
Absolutely.
But when you say not buying the story, you're talking about who ISIS actually is and who is... Right.
A ragtag group that came out of Al-Qaeda.
Right. Okay.
And that all of a sudden popped up and did an annual report on, you know, these ragtag guys are doing an annual report that is probably slicker than anything we've ever seen. And who are they? What are they? And why do they always have to have their faces covered? Because it tells me that they are hiding, literally, that they are probably white guys from the U.S. military or special forces. And I can't say anything else more about it except how phony it seems. Now, if there's anybody out there, and I would like to know, if there's anybody out there that thinks that ISIS is the real deal. I mean, they came out of Al-Qaeda. They have no government sponsorship from the United States. They are just guys gone wild, which is what they want everybody to believe. They bury children. They bury them alive. You know, they've started with all the atrocities, and they name them every time. Well, ISIS is so bad, CNN says, they bury children alive. Well, does this not sound like Naira in the Gulf War and how they were throwing babies out of the incubators and they were stabbing them with their bayonets? And that never happened?
You know, I think that this started out as something completely fabricated, and it's probably actually grown into, because there's so much discontent with the United States, it wouldn't surprise me that there are people in these countries that are just so desolate, really, and they have no other choice, that they are joining in with this
group.
And there are, I believe, true atrocities being done in the name of ISIS. So personally, I think it's kind of gotten out of control, maybe. Like, you know, we started it. And it has
grown. Well, not we, the secret government started
it.
Right,
you know, the CIA and everything mm-hmm. started it, but I think it has probably grown into its own
force to be reckoned with.
Right, yeah.
I agree.
That's my opinion. I mean,
I think I agree. I don't think people are running to join ISIS as fast as we think they are, where we're told on TV how they...
I think there are probably a lot of them are being forced to, personally.
That's interesting. Or maybe out of hunger. Maybe they're joining because they don't have any other job or whatever. But I don't think that people are running over there and trying to find boyfriends on Facebook so they can, you know...
You think that's fake stories, too? Because I've seen multiple stories about that.
Well, it may be that they're encouraging them, and then we hear about those stories because they want us to hear about it. And there may be some
How
women out there
that...
Yeah. I know.
Well, I mean, someone wants to marry, you know, people in prison, like, what was it, Charles Manson recently, you know?
That's true.
Who knows?
That's
true. It takes all kinds.
And then we've got Ukraine. And, of course, that story is growing also. And, by the way, John Kerry was just named, like, the worst Secretary of State ever. I don't know if you knew that or not. I kind of like that poll.
Did he get a trophy for that?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I wish he'd get prison for that. But now with NATO, of course, it's all about NATO response. NATO response, which is NATO, a.k.a. U.S., a.k.a. U.N., a.k.a. U.K., maybe. 30,000 troops, 6 rapid units, NATO increases the military power now in Eastern Europe, and it's all about NATO escalation. The NATO response force in Europe might increase to 30,000 troops. You can pretty well take that to the insolvent bank that it's already there. More than double the 13,000, so said the alliance's secretary general after a defense minister meeting in Brussels. Most of the troops are set to be stationed near Russia's borders. Surprise, surprise. We'll be back. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
After this 4-minute break, stay tuned to the Power Hour.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-4701. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-4701. That's 1-800-467-4701. Call 1-800-467-4701.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can be guaranteed of that one. A change is coming. I'm not sure what it is. But, of course, I will say right now, and I will go on the record to say, I think that there's going to be another Bush in the White House. Why? Because he is so pro-Common Core. Mitt Romney was against Common Core. He is so pro-Common Core. I know he is the guy. And, of course, they're bringing him out as if, you know, they think everybody's forgotten how much everybody disliked and hated George Bush Jr. and Sr. And everybody's kind of gotten a few years to get over that. And so they're bringing out the third Bush. Does anybody think that there's any one family in this country that three guys in their family are the best possible candidates to run this country? Really? Jeb Bush is not anything other than part of the agenda. So anyway, I'm going on record to say he is the president coming up.
Crazy.
Yes. Anyway, getting back to the build-up around Eastern Europe, it's all about rapid response. It's called rapid response. There's a website called shirbrig.dk, S-H-I-R-B-R-I-G.dk. It started out years ago, back when Michael New was, you know, making a lot of news about he would not serve in the military under the United Nations. Shirbrig.dk was a website of the Standby High Readiness Brigade is what Shearbrig stands for. And at the time I brought it up, that is like beginning of the buildup in Europe, and or the buildup in Eastern Europe. And sure enough, it has been. And if you go to Shearbrig.dk right now, it says this website may harm your computer.
Really?
Yeah, and that's a NATO website. Just thought I would pass that on. If you want to go there, just know that it may harm your computer. But anyway, so we're going to up the ante to 30,000 troops in that area, six rapid units of U.S./NATO/UK/UN people, and increasing the military power. And that's what it's all about. And now the Ukrainian parliament passes a law allowing army deserters to be shot.
Wow. No trial. You can just, the commanding officers can just straight up shoot them.
Yeah. What is going on that there are a lot of Ukrainian people that don't, army people,
right,
that don't want to serve?
Well, there's apparently the new draft goes into effect, or this year has come into effect. And so there are a lot of people that don't. I mean, obviously, who wants to be forced, you know, into the military?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And the vote was 260 to 226. And it added to the charter regulating service in the armed forces of Ukraine. And it states that, as follows, quote, commanders have the right to personally use physical force, special means, and weapons when in combat against soldiers who commit criminal acts.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Russia's the head of Russia's lower house of parliament says, his name is Leonid Slutsky. He said that the Ukraine parliament has also authorized the shooting of army deserters, and by doing so, they're risking shooting the entire army.
Yeah. Whoa.
I know. I mean,
that tells you they don't want to serve.
Right. And think, you know, just think about the morale of the soldiers who are currently in there, and they start seeing all these, you know, fellow soldiers being shot. I mean, what's that going to do? And they're going to turn on them.
Oh, the morale is just phenomenal. The morale is phenomenal. Yeah, got to be.
Awesome.
So whatever is happening in Ukraine, of course, it's all, you know, the United States has now given them some ultimatums, like pull back from the Russian border. You know, there's three ultimatums that the lowest ranked Secretary of State, John Kerry, gave them. And we'll see what happens. But, of course, they're trying to starve them to death with the oil issue. And by the way, oil went up 20 cents, or gasoline went up 20
right,
cents
yeah.
last night.
Yeah.
20 cents.
I know.
It never goes down 20 cents, but it'll go up 20 cents.
I know.
Yeah.
I need to go stockpile.
So the price of oil is going up. It's at $51.90 now. And Greece will not be blackmailed. The banks are getting an additional 10 billion euros to counter the ECB pressure, the central bank pressure. Banks in Greece have been given the go-ahead to access a an additional 10 billion euros in emergency funding from the Bank of Greece, according to these officials. This is a pushback from Athens, demonstrating its intent to roll back austerity measures. Emergency liquidity assistance funds will be sourced from the Greek Central Bank. Previously, it was capped at 15 billion, and this has now been raised to 25 billion euros. They're all in trouble.
And it'd be really interesting to see what happens with this new Greek government.
That's right, and we're going to have a program on that. I'll tell you who's going to be the guest after this break. We'll be back after this three-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place with my own two hands, make a kinder place. Oh, with my own two hands, with my own two hands.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You can change your world by the information you know and the information you share. And we have to believe that. I mean, that is really the basic tenet of it all. We must share the information that we have, whether it's vaccines or phony ISIS, comedic stunts that they pull, whatever it is, we've got to talk to people, but in such a way that we don't look like we're crazy. Now, therein lies the challenge. You know, looking at TV and going, oh, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong.
You can't run up to someone in the grocery store, you got poison in your shopping cart.
Yeah.
Look, I want to talk to you. I love you because you're a fellow human being, and you need to know some things. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to...
My gosh.
It's just the way you handle things is so important.
It is. And that shopping cart thing drives me up a wall. I see these people with no food in their carts and thinking they're eating food, and it just breaks my heart when I see they've got four or five babies with them. But anyway, moving right along, let me just tell you who's going to be our guest next week. Doran Matthews on Monday. We're going to be talking about advocating for kids in the foster system, for children in the foster system. Then Ted Brower on Tuesday is, Catherine's done an amazing job getting some really good guests. Dr. Colin Ross will be talking about CIA human rights violations. He is a psychiatrist who will be talking about MK Ultra. Then third hour, I was telling you, Webster Tarpley will be on to talk about the new government in Greece and reasons that he thinks we need to support and kind of go along and do what Greece is doing, which probably makes a lot of sense. Jerry Peterman will be joining us. We'll be talking about the latest on Fukushima. Wolfgang Halbig will be a guest. I'm going to try this guy one more time and see what I think because, you know, he's kind of the only one singing the song of Sandy Hook. And I really support that and appreciate that. But some of the things are a little bit out there, and I just really, I'm going to try him one more time. We're going to have him on next week. Then on Thursday, Ted Brower is going to have on Tom DeWeese. And Friday, we are going to have the Food Babe on, Vanny Hari. Vanny Hari, the Food Babe, we're going to have her on the show. That'll be fun. So stay tuned next week for the Power Hour, all of the incredible guests. And also, and a thanks to Catherine for all she is doing. While I've been a little bit on the light side here in my contribution, she has been amazing.
She's awesome.
She is. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to find out how good she really is, though, because that would not be good. I want to remind you that we're having the almost everything 20% off sale. In other words, almost everything. Now, not on essential oils and a few other items, but almost 20% off because we need to raise some funds. And so the way we do that is we sell you things that you already want and need. So please take advantage. Now is the time to get your spices. Now is the time to get your North American Urban Spice. I was talking to Dr. Cass Ingram yesterday, and he's coming on the show soon. But get your North American Urban Spice while it's on sale, your curcumin while it's on sale. You all use these items, so get them while they are 20% off. Because it's like buying five items. If you buy five items and you get one free, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good savings. So please do that and purchase from the Power Mall. And if you have unlimited minutes, write this on your forehead. No, your husband's forehead. No. Write this on the fridge. 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And please call the Power Mall. Now be patient. They're doing as well as they can. Rebecca, finally, she was due Thursday. She was due on the 4th. She was due, on the 4th. And she has finally taken off today.
Oh, okay, good.
She took off. She hasn't had the baby.
Okay.
She took off today. Oh, my gosh. She was so big. She was
beautiful,
so beautiful
at the same time.
Yes, we're both saying that. Beautiful. But, I mean, she was ready. But she worked up to past the end. I mean, I really admire her. She was taking all your phone calls yesterday. And, oh, my goodness. And having contractions at the same time. But she was amazing.
Pregnant women are just so beautiful to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time not walking up to them and rubbing their bellies. I was going to be honest.
Oh, the guys, the husbands love that. They really do. That's good, Josh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you worry about how you talk to people about what's in their carts.
Yeah.
And you're rubbing their bellies at the same time. Okay. Anyway, so remember the sale is on. Now, just be patient with all of the phone calls that we're getting, and we may increase it Monday, and I may even tell you that if you can't get in today, that we will increase it. I know we'll increase the sales till Monday for sure and let you take advantage of it Monday. So if you don't get in today, don't worry about it because everybody's been saving up all their orders all week long to do today.
Now you've done it.
Yes. And so anyway.
Some emails.
Yeah. 573-378-6049. And I also want to say thank you to Catherine Albrecht for letting me sit in yesterday on her show. Catherine Albrecht is an amazing person. And if you go to her website, KMAshow.com, KMAshow.com, you can see the picture of where she had surgery. And what you can do is support her by buying her book, I Will Not Take the Mark. It is for children, and it is an amazing book. She had two tumors removed. We don't know if they are benign or not, and we're hoping and praying that they are. But she had two tumors removed from her brain, and she is much better now, much, much better. You know, she was supposed to fill in for me about 2 weeks ago, and she called, and or her producer called, Tiffany, who's really outstanding, called and said she's really dizzy. She can't do the show because she's really dizzy. And then that went into more and more problems really fast.
Did she have a fall or something?
She had a fall, but that has nothing to do with
this. Oh,
really?
Oh.
Yeah, they just didn't know at first. It had nothing to do with this. So Catherine's doing much better. She's going to be back on the show next week, and she was just so gracious to let me do her show. So anyway, moving on, back to the horrible news that we have to face every day, which is realizing that our world is in a crisis and we have to address these issues, just like our financial status in the United States. It's horrible. The average person doesn't know because they don't care. All they care is that they can go home and put their feet up, watch TV, fix some popcorn, and watch the favorite sports thing.
They're getting fed a bunch of lies about how good things are from TV, you know, as far as economically speaking, and you go out. I don't see it personally. You know, I mean, you can look at personal businesses or people who own businesses, and you can just go ask them how are things going, and you know, that's where you get the real information. And it's
bad.
It is.
It's
bad.
Really bad. But if you watch Obama on TV, you know, everybody's great because he's raking in the dollars from all the illegal arms sales. Oh, that's my own editorial comment and opinion. But anyway, China's rating agency warns the coming crisis is going to be worse than what happened in 2008. And they say it's all because of the U.S. printing press. Well, computer, really, which just kicks out all of the debt, more debt for us to spend. And anyway, they said the world economy may slip into a new global financial crisis in the next few years, which I believe is going to be sooner than the next few years. Anyway, they also say, now, TASS reports, I believe we'll have to face a new world financial crisis in the next few years. It's difficult to give the exact time, but all the signs are present, such as the growing volume of debts, the unsteady development of the economies of the U.S., the EU, China, and other developing countries. It's going to be worse than 2008, and I think people know the bubble is about to happen. And the stock market, you talk about a bubble, the volatility index has been up around 17 to 20, and it looks like there's going to be a problem any day.
Yeah, it's really interesting that, you know, we, or is it the S&P downgrades Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, we have the development of the BRICS bank coming out. And so what does China do? China starts its own rating agency and is like, okay, well, you know, now Russia's got a AAA status from us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all those BRICS companies can invest in Russia with you know, security, knowing that their investments are, you know, secure. And meanwhile, we're telling them how bad they are. And it's just, it's a financial war going on. It's
Absolutely.
Really interesting to watch.
Absolutely. It
but
is.
But scary at the same time.
See, it is.
Yeah.
And it's all by design. They have created this debt problem in the United States, not paying off the debt for a reason. And I think that is phenomenal. 6,000% increase in cancer rates. Are you ready for this? At the Fukushima site? Oh, my gosh. A supporter of the Fukushima Collaborative Clinic talk about exploding rates of thyroid cancer in children, as well as the epidemic of leukemia, heart attacks, and other health problems. Now, what is so important here is that they've also made it illegal, or you will be fined or put in prison or whatever, if you talk about what's going on with Fukushima. So very little information is getting out. But this epidemic of leukemia, heart attacks, and all these other health problems are starting to be known now. And cancer rates have exploded 6,000%. You can't even explain that away without having to say it's Fukushima.
That is awful.
Yeah. So we'll be talking to Jerry Peterman next week and get the latest on that also. In other news, the global economy is about to implode, so says Max Slavo. The Baltic Dry Index, the BDI, is used by economists and stock traders alike as a leading economic indicator because it predicts future economic activity. The index tracks the U.S. dollars, measures global supply and demand for commodity shipments among the bulk carriers. It's a shipping indicator is what they use it for. And what makes the particular measurement so distinct from others, according to economic economist Howard Simmons, is that BDI is totally devoid of speculative content because people don't book freighters unless they have cargo to move. So whenever the BDI goes down, then there is trouble. And obviously, there's a coming disaster.
Yes. Really scary.
Yeah,
the price or the index is going down. And I forget what year it was. Like as low, 86 was its lowest point, which was at 554, and right now it's inching close to 569. So we're getting close to its lowest point ever. And
that was what year?
That was 86, I believe. Mm. Let's see, yeah, in 1986. And so it's an indicator of basically everything that has to do with our economy. As far as manufacturing and
shipping.
And manufacturing, because if you're not building stuff, you're not shipping stuff, you're not importing raw materials. It's a great indicator of what's actually happening in the economy. And when I say great, I mean right now it's scary.
Yeah, because it's scary indicators.
It's not good,
Yeah. A woman with learning disabilities now can be forcibly sterilized, crossing another line. A UK judge says that Mr. Justice Cobb authorized health authorities and social services to force entry into the woman's home, number one, and use necessary restraint in order to stabilize her, or to sterilize her. I mean, I'm wondering if they did it, practically they could do it in the woman's home, maybe, with the rights that they now have. I mean, think about that. The ruling was made at a hearing in a court of protection in London, where issues relating to sick and vulnerable people are examined, and in a written judgment, Justice Cobb said the decision to authorize compulsory sterilization was exceptional. He declared because the woman lacked the mental capacity to make decisions regarding contraception, therapeutic sterilization would be lawful and in her best interest.
I don't even know what to say to this.
I know. And it's happened before. It's happened here in the United States before also. This is nothing new. It's just coming back again, and they're being open about it because they want to be open about it so they can spread the word. Hmm. White House fails to confirm Biden's attendance at Netanyahu's speech. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said that the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden had not yet scheduled to be present at the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's address to the U.S. Congress about Iran's nuclear program and the threat posed by jihadist terrorists. Now, this is more of the rabbit trail, ladies and gentlemen, of, gee, the Congress went to Netanyahu and didn't include the president, and so now whine.
Soap opera.
It is. But let's talk about the Brian Williams scenario. What happened is Brian Williams, who is with, I don't even know what network he's on. Do you know, Josh?
I do not. That's really sad, though.
Yeah, it's really sad. We don't even know.
I'm going to say CNN, but I don't know if that's true or not. No?
Wrong.
MSNBC?
Wrong.
ABC?
Man, don't even try,
CBS?
Man. You are
Who
messed up. You are so messed up.
I don't have TV, so I don't know.
I know. Well, Brian Williams is a big-time anchor for the news. And one would think that he would strive to have some truth on NBC, by the way, when he does his news. But anyway, Brian Williams, back in 2003, was involved in a situation where he was aboard a helicopter, which I thought was a little phony in the very beginning, in Iraq, doing his, I never was in the military, but I'm want to be military person and want to be military journalist.
Trying to look macho.
Yeah, war journalist. So he goes to Iraq, gets in a helicopter, and he says he was aboard a helicopter when they were hit by an RPG and forced to land. And they ask him questions at the time, like, well, what was that like? Well, it was really scary. And what were they trying to do? Well, they were trying to figure out how to land. Well, yeah. And he said, we were in this helicopter that had been hit. And then he gives a whole story. Well, he gave two other stories I'm not even going to go in and give credence to. But he gave two other stories about how it happened. Well, it turns out that he repeated this the other night, two nights ago, and a military person who was on that helicopter flying it said, you what? You weren't even on my plane. Because they have manifest, of course, that show who's on the plane. And he did a Facebook that said, sorry, buddy, you weren't even on my plane.
Wow.
Now, that's how it happened that the truth
came out.
Is Facebook. Well, NBC Facebook.
Whatever it takes, I guess.
Yeah,
get the truth out.
And so then they said to him, this guy says you weren't even on that plane. Oh, that's right. You know what? I was in the plane behind that plane. How could I have forgotten that? Right. How could you have forgotten
that?
Well,
when you get paid $10 million a year, it might be easy to forget some things.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. And to just kind of make stuff up, too.
And to make stuff up, too, yes. And to become a hero when you're not.
Right.
So that's what happened. And so he said, oh, that's right. I was in the next landing plane, or the plane that was right after that. Well, it turns out he wasn't in the next landing plane that was right after that. He was an hour behind that plane.
Unbelievable.
So he lied about his lie. And, I mean, now everybody is turning on him. Thank you very much, please. And, you know, they're saying now, well, I looked at a headline to this that Kit Daniels did. Brian Williams, his lie proves why the mainstream media cannot be trusted. Well, you know what? We didn't even need Brian Williams, but it's there. And I think he ought to lose his job, be disgraced, and never seen again. That's my editorial opinion. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break. Did you know that NYPD has a plan to turn anyone into a felon if they want them to be a felon? Whoa, we'll be back. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Ooh. You know, isn't that amazing how we used to think of that song as just being normal, but now it's kind of like, oh gosh, I wonder if we just broke any laws by playing that song. You know, it's amazing how things are changing, but we can't let them change. We can't. We have to stay with what the truth is. Getting back to the news, and we got so much incredible news here, and I really wish we could spend a lot of time on all of this. By the way, the universal health care advocates are now planning a push for Medicare for all. Now, this we've known for a long time. We saw this coming, but that's what they want is Medicare for all. And I'll tell you what, it will bankrupt a system faster than anything you've ever seen in a heartbeat because we have no money as it is. But we're going to go ahead and give more money to things that, you know, people can not take care of themselves, not be healthy, and then they can go on all these programs. Six immediate health benefits of not believing the mainstream media.
I think this is great because, you know, I don't watch mainstream news and stuff like that. And we have these obvious lies coming out from people like Brian Williams, who people trust. But let's go through these. It's in the Power Hour news section. It comes from RINF.com. And number one, you're going to be more in touch with yourself when you disconnect yourself from the 24/7 lies that the media spews at you. You're going to be more in touch with yourself, obviously. You're going to have increased self-confidence. By shutting off mainstream media, you will get many things back. One of those factors is self-confidence. You may be thinking, how can this be? When you consider how mainstream political news drains your emotions with engineered fear, you may begin to see, you know, things a little differently. You're going to save a vast amount of mental energy when you don't have to deal with all these lies, you know, and going through everything to try to figure out what's truth and what's not. You're going to save so much energy. Number four is you're going to have decreased stress levels. Obviously, that's what I've noticed, mm-hmm. You know, even since, because I've kind of taken a break a little bit from constantly being up to date on things, and I kind of wait till the end of the week to kind of catch up, you know, and I've noticed that my stress levels are way down when you're not just ingesting all this stuff. It's just, yeah. I don't believe it's, you know, that good for you. Number five, you're going to have improved relationships, and I totally believe this too. You're not going to be so fearful, you know, and have so much anxiety that it affects your relationships with people around you. Number six, you're going to have cognitive protection against the next PSYOP. And so if I think that's great. You know, it's, you know, not a nice, this is what they say, it's not a nice feeling knowing that tomorrow's PSYOP will not affect you the way it affects everyone else. Personally, they love the sense of power that foreknowledge gives you. So it's a gift most of us ignore, yet it's a gift. And with this power of knowledge comes wisdom. So we're able to kind of look at things a little differently than everyone else, obviously. But by not ingesting all those lies and not having that stress, you're kind of a clean slate. You have the knowledge that you're being lied to. And so mm-hmm. You can just assume that, you know, everything that the mainstream media is spewing at you is just a flat-out lie. So you can kind of handle things a little better, make better decisions in regards to what you're being fed.
That's
so,
right. All those things are such positive things, ladies and gentlemen. Just stay away from mainstream media as much as you can. A couple of things I want to talk about. U.S. senators now are calling for benefits to Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange. Well, what took you so long? And why does it take, you know, what the war was 1968, 78, 88, 98, 08, almost to 18.
Almost 50 years.
Almost 50 years. That's, and you know why? Because most of them are dead. And also the Defense Department, I cannot believe this story. The Defense Department now redefines alcohol as a weapon.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in sexual assault cases. But think about the implications of that. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
And Josh.